Genesis chapter 1. If we can quickly start there. From the very first verse, I'll try to read quickly. So the waters, thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and saw evening and morning. The second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land the earth, and the gathering together of the waters. He called the seas, and God saw it was good. I'll stop there for the time being because of time. Now, I was asking myself, why did it take God of the universe, creator of the universe, most powerful, omnipotent, omniscient, why did it take him 7 days to create the universe? He could have just spoken in one go and everything could have been. But why did it take him six days and he rested on the seventh day? Praise the Lord. God was showing us the principle of starting small and building on what you have. 5 years ago, we were about five, six of us in a little room downstairs with a few children, small, and this ministry began. Praise the Lord. Small, in a very small way. Literally, it didn't even begin there. It began in your home. Literally, that was step two. Praise the Lord. God was showing us the power or the principle of starting small and growing in that which you're doing. That things take time. You need to learn to grow in what you're doing. You need to take the step and start. You cannot keep on procrastinating that when should I do something. You need to start from somewhere. Praise the Lord. Now, every time you read a few verses, he says, and God saw that it was good. Praise the Lord. Which means everything that God made, he looked at it and said, wow, this is good. What was he showing to us? That when you start something, when you begin a journey, what you do is what gives you strength to carry on. The progress you make when you look at it is what gives you the strength to carry on. And said, wow, light is good. Wow, the animals are good. And he carried on. Praise the living God. So, the principle of starting. The principle, the grace to start. What have you been wanting to start for the last how many years on earth? You've been wanting to start a business. You've been wanting to start maybe to get married, to go to school, and every single day you're saying to yourself, tomorrow will come. Okay, tomorrow I'll get there. Tomorrow I'll get there. Praise the living God. So today, as I quickly run through, I will share one principle today. The principle of starting. Praise the living God. First principle is plan. Have a plan for what you want to do. Have a definite plan for what you want to do. Principle number one. After planning, present your plans before the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. And whatever, as Pastor Ruben always says, whatever means what? Whatever means what? Whatever. Everything. And commit it to the Lord, and he will establish your ways. Now, within the word establish, there is everything. Within establish, there is provision. Within establish, there's power. Praise the living God. Provision comes when you start. There is grace for provision when you start. Some things will never be released until you start. Provision is waiting for you when you start, when you take a step. 2018, what have you been waiting to start? And you're asking the same question. We all walk in the same fear that Mary walked into. Mary said, how shall it be? It's the question we keep on asking. Lord, how shall it be? How can this be? And behold, he said unto him, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. So whatever that you're planning to do, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and the power of the Most High will bring it to pass. This morning, God told me there's an anointing to break through and start. You've been waiting for 20 years to start building a house in Uganda. You've never begun. Lay the first brick. You've bought that land, buy the first bricks and put them on the ground, and you will see the provision of God come. You want to get married, start looking for the dress. Go searching, start somewhere. I'm serious. When we didn't, when we got married, I was at college, and we didn't have a penny. We didn't have a penny. And all I did was stand in faith, and I began to look for things and book them by just booking them, by faith. By the end of it all, our wedding had cost over 10 grand. She was at our wedding. She was there. Literally, our wedding was before, your wedding was before ours. You remember? Yeah. Yeah, yours was before ours. Yeah. 10 grand had been the grace of God, the power of God overshadows your beginning. When we were planning to buy a house, we didn't have anything. And I was scrounging around, you know, trying to save little pounds and pennies, putting them somewhere. And nothing, you know, by then there was a 10% deposit to buy a house. And we didn't have that money. So behold, God speaks to me and says, whatever you've collected, sow it. That evening, I remember so well, we were at Honey Hill. It was like a point of madness. I go to the cash point and I empty the first bit of it. I go back the next day. There was a minister was from Uganda. It was called Pastor Chazi. I emptied the entire account. And as I say, I did not even tell my wife. Because there are some things you do, you just do in madness. You don't speak. You just do. When God says, you just go. Exactly. And behold, God provided. God provided over 40,000 pounds. As a miracle. So we buy a house, and the house comes with the parking, and we even parked a brand new car in the parking. And the whole house was furnished with brand new furniture. The power of starting. This year, I encourage you, 2018 has the grace to start. This is a different year. Do not joke around with 2018. It has two graces. Grace to start and grace to expand. Grace to start and grace to expand. Grace to start and grace to expand. By the end of this year, watch it. This church is not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. You know, we keep on coming in late. A time is coming. You'll come in. You'll have to fight for your seat. You will have to, maybe you'll bring a mat. Because this building is too small. There's a power for expansion this year. Now, within starting and expanding, there are principles. You know, my God has taken me on a journey. He's literally taken me 25 years ago to restart my life. So I'm dealing with stuff over 25 years. And I'm speaking in third party. So I'm running a YouTube channel. Literally, I'm talking about myself. But that message is for you as well. So whatever God is dealing with, I'm talking on that channel. So God is literally restarting from scratch. And he said to me, 2018. Lila, nothing is going to stay the same. Lila is never in Nigerian. Hey, never. Praise the living God. Now, I'm going to go into the thing that December, God took me on a journey. And God showed me, you know, it takes someone's testimony of someone to push you into a different arena. Someone sent me a book to read a book, literally to edit a book. And by the end of that book, I looked at my life and I was wasting a lot of time. Wasting so much time. And I said, Lord, I cannot keep on wasting time and resources. Praise the Lord. And after reading that book, my life has never been the same. I'm going to share about time. The most precious thing you have in your hand is time. Time. The Bible says, for everything, there's time. Time. Now, the very first day you went to school, primary school, reception, they gave you the first thing. The first thing they gave you was a timetable. Timetable. From morning to the time that you go back home, the time was managed. They were teaching you a principle of managing time. That time is essential. Time is gold. Manage it properly. Now, there was never time when you came to a classroom, to school, and then the teacher came before you and said, class. Is that this comedian? Say, Kilawati, class. And what are we doing today? Class, eh? Kilawati, class. What are you going to do today? You know, the teacher has no clue. What are we doing today? Can you give me an idea, classy? That has never been happened. Everything was programmed. You start with maths, 1 hour, you go to English, science, then geography. Because time management is essential for your progress. Some of us, we just wake up in the morning totally planless. We don't have a clue what to do. And then someone drops in a call. Hey! In my language, plan it, Yokati. What's the plan for today? You are living on a plan sheet on what's the plan for today. You have no plan for the day. No wonder someone is going to come and just drag you wherever they want to. Yeah. Plan it. What's the plan? Let's go to the disco because you have no plan. If you woke up in the morning with a plan, a schedule to do something, you will be doing it. No one is going. You say, I'm busy. When I finish, I'll get to that. It's the same thing. You begin the year planless. There's no clue. You have no plan for the year, and you just bump yourself in there. How are you going to achieve anything in the year when you just bump in yourself in there? You can pray the entire overnight on the 31st. If you have no plan for the year, you are totally wasting time. Nothing. Wasting time. Wasting time. You are like, you know, in my country where I come from, there are these the drug dealers on the street. They are called chifis by ya, you know, those the pickpockets. You wake up like a pickpocket. They have no plan. They say, hey, jama tu gina kuba walero. What are we stealing today? You know, they just wake up and go, hey, what are we stealing today now? And when they meet you on the way, they grab your phone. They have no plan. They just start looking out. Have a plan. Have a plan. Manage your time efficiently. Don't just drift into the day. Don't drift. Don't drift. Have a plan. Have a weekly plan. Have a monthly plan. Have a daily plan. Stay on course. Check your progress. Don't allow to be distracted. Set goals and targets. Mm-hmm. Check your course. Stay on progress. Don't allow to be distracted. Set targets and goals and check your progress. I've learned to plan myself in advance. Plan advance. When you plan in advance, you don't have no surprises. You know, there are no surprises because you know what's coming. And secondly, as the Bible has said, when you plan yourself in advance and then you are praying, before you even get to your plan, God has already established that thing. There are things which have happened which are so dramatic that I think about something, but because I'm thinking about it in the spirit, by the time I know that something's happening, it's unreal, but it's real. You think about doing something, but you're thinking about it in the spirit. But before you know, what you've been thinking about is already on the ground. Because God has gone before you. God goes before you. Stop asking, how shall it be? How shall it be? This morning, let's open quickly into, we're going to pray, because into the book of Psalms 20. Psalms Psalms 20. Father, we give you praise. Psalms 20. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days. Recently, you know, if who come from where I come from, there's a, you know, people are dropping. Well, I was talking with my sister on the phone, Sister Hope. And you know, when we used to be young, them days, you know, when you're still young, you always think that it's the old people who die, you know. They grow old and they die. Death has no timing. You just look at bum, 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 ting, ting, ting. I was watching another video. Four boys, around 16, 17, they were driving in the city. You know, they were going to pick up their exam results, enjoying themselves driving in the car. They're, well, having fun, Facebooking. And that was the end of it. Before they knocked down. So what time are you wasting? Precious time. You're saying, tomorrow I'll do that. Okay, tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow, maybe at tomorrow. Psalms 20, please. Are we there? Psalms 20. Psalms chapter 20, from verse 1. We are going to pray. May the Lord answer you in your day of trouble. For every verse you say, amen. Now, amen means I receive it. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Your help is today. Help to break the fetters and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. May he grant you according to the desire of your heart and fulfill all your purpose. Fulfill all your purpose. May the Lord fulfill all your purpose on this earth. We will rejoice in your salvation, Lord, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Whatever you've been praying for this year, let it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have desired to do, may it be so in 2018. Whatever you have desired to set your heart to do, may there be provision in the name of Jesus. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will serve him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of the right hand. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we will trust in the name of our Lord. We will trust in the name of our God. We will trust in the name of our God. We will trust in the name above all names. We will trust in the name above every name. We will trust in the name of our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stood upright. We are standing upright in 2018. We are standing upright in 2018 in our walking with the Lord, in our doing, in our thinking mentally, in our resolve to do. We are standing upright. Serve the Lord. May the King answer us when we call. May the Lord answer you when you call this year. May the Lord be your God this year. I declare new beginnings today in the name of Jesus. I declare provision above the beginning. I declare a new start. I declare the anointing that breaks the yoke. The yoke, the fetters, the chains that have been holding you in the name of Jesus. And every time you feel like you want to go out, every time you feel like you want to start something, something is sitting on you, something is holding you back. I break that in the name of Jesus. Be broken off the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. You shall go forth like a lion. You shall hunt and you shall catch your prey. Anything you lay your hands on shall bear fruit in the name of Jesus. You are prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has taken me on a journey. He says, why we are blessed, yet we are poor. And when I'm talking about poverty, I'm not talking about financial poverty. I talk about poverty in every area. We are poor in joy. We are poor in peace.
We are poor and different things, yet we've been set free. We've been set free. Why are we still struggling when we've been set free? And these are some of the principles I'm sharing on my YouTube channel. Why are we still struggling when we've been set free? But this year, let this year be different. May this year be different. This is the year of your deliverance. This is the year of my deliverance. This is the year of my deliverance. This is the year of your deliverance. This is the year of my deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your plan before the Lord. Anything you think about. Some things you didn't even imagine you can do. Some of you have never even imagined you could build a house back home or even bought a house in this country. Now lift up your plans before the Lord this morning. And the Lord is going to send help. He's sending help for starting and for provision. If you want to go to university, you want to start a business, you want to get married, anything, lift it before the Lord now. Lift your plan before the Lord. Hey, shake it, take it out. Here we are, Father, this morning. Here we are. We are under the grace to start, under the grace to expand, under the grace to start, under the grace to start. Whatever has been holding that plan back, whatever that has been holding that plan back is being broken right now. We lift up these houses. People who have wanted to drive, you've never driven, but every time you want to go and learn driving, you can't get off your feet. This is the year for you to drive. Thank you, Lord. Here we are. These are the plans, Father. Grace to start. Grace to break through. Grace to start. Grace to break through and go beyond breakthrough. Grace to expand this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's give him a clap offering. Shake your record. I'm selling this book. This is a book that's changed my life. The testimony in this book is one of the things that changed my life. It's about £8, but I can sew into a home ministry for £10. This book totally turned my life around. It will show you that there's no time wasting. I have a testimony. She's read it. Minister Injeria, you've read the book, and she can testify. Pick up books and read. Praise the Lord, in the name of the living God. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord our God bless you. As we go forth in the second service, may the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you praise.